Welcome to this series of podcasts presented by Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. What follows is a reflection on a passage from Pope Francis' recent exhortation on the joy of the gospel. Today's reflection is offered by a member of the faculty of CTU, the largest Roman Catholic graduate school for theology and ministry in the United States.
One can observe in many agents of evangelization, even though they pray, a heightened individualism, a crisis of identity, and a cooling of fervor. I'm Diane Brigant. I'm a Sister St. Agnes, and I teach Old Testament here at Catholic Theological Union. I'm very much involved in not only biblical ministry, but also in teaching theological reflection and shaping ministers of the future. And that's why I chose this particular passage from the document to comment on. It's part of the Holy Father's instruction on a kind of spirituality for missionaries. And he sees all of us who are in ministry as missionaries, not simply overseas. He warns against three attitudes that are very prevalent, particularly in the Western world and certainly in the United States. One of them is relativism, which has to do with theology that is relative, that it sort of fits in whatever the situation is, and it questions whether or not there's a basic foundation. The other one is skepticism, and there's a tremendous amount of skepticism in the church today. And then this one that I refer to as individualism, which is very much a part of Western society, a great concern for the individual, which is a value. But sometimes when it's too much concern for the individual, we forget that the individual is a member of society. And particularly here with ministers, that the individual is not in ministry for her or his own sake, but for the sake of others. So I'm very concerned about individualism when it comes to shaping the ministers of the future. He suggests that even when one prays, one can pray simply for oneself, for strength, for insight, all of which is very important. So he's saying you can pray, you can be a prayerful person, and yet you're always looking in at yourself to see how am I doing? How am I doing spiritually? And as a minister, how am I doing as a minister? And he questions that. He doesn't question it, he criticizes it. And he calls us to question it. And as I said, I think that particularly working in the Western world and working in a school of ministry, that should be a real concern of ours. One might think it's not a concern. We don't have a chance to be an individual because in a certain sense, there are fewer and fewer of people involved in ministry, which would suggest you get tired and burn out faster and faster. But that may very well be why some people then have a tendency of turning in on themselves. So being involved in the shaping of new ministers, I'm very concerned that they are other-centered and not ego-centered, not culpable of, not guilty of, inordinate individualism.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Theological Union. For additional videos and podcasts, or to learn more, please visit www.ctu.edu or visit learn.ctu.edu.